Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
From Rocket Sports and Entertainment comes a sports show done right. We're all about the fans in the stands. Now, get ready for sports writer and insider Rick Cecone with a true fan perspective in what's happening. Now, Rick Cecone.
Good morning, Tampa Bay and the area. Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Rick Cecone live from the launching pad. And I can't believe how excited I am to be in this new launching pad, WTAN Clearwater in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. And it always reminds me the airwaves are still open. Haven't seen a terrorist lately. I can say whatever I want. Thanks to the men and the women of military, especially here at MacDill. And I'm really excited to have a special co-host here with me for the summer, Darius Thigpen from the Ohio State University. Darius, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here, getting to be on air. This is an awesome experience right here. And, you know, I've got to represent the Ohio State University. So I'm glad you said it right.
We'll be talking about that. A lot of news in the Big Ten. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. I know I have a lot of new listeners coming. This is a show that's about the fans and the guests. Not necessarily the ego of the host. We'll get into that. I'm going to pull that off a little bit there. And our goal at Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network is to change sports and entertainment one event at a time, because I'm into this whole economic paradoxical shift thing. And I've said for years, ladies and gentlemen, oh, I'm not supposed to say that. That's right. That was Travis. I got that from Travis. It's the first time I ever said it. I'm nervous. I'm
the
in
whole
the new
ladies
studio.
And gentlemen thing?
Travis always used to say that. I said, what are we, at a circus? So anyway, so here's what, for years, I've said sports and entertainment, meaning, right, you know, your sporting events and your concerts, has been a lagging indicator, a lagging economic indicator. And we saw the housing bust. We've seen the world economy just change before our eyes, and sports teams just didn't get it. I think they're starting to get it now.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to take care of the fans. That's first and foremost. I mean, you see what's going on with the NFL. Finally, they were able to get everything done, taken care of. And but you've got to realize, though, it's not about the owners. It's not about the players. It has to be about the fans. If you don't take care of the fans, who are you going to play for? I mean, what is the purpose of throwing together the NFL,
well, and
throwing together production?
Where's the dollars ultimately come from? It's
exactly
the end user of the product and services in America. It's the fans. Go to our website at rocketsports-ent.com. That's rocketsports-ent.com. Read some good articles. There's a digital copy of the lovely, lovely, pristine on the cover of the first inaugural magazine that came out this summer. So anyway, I'm really excited. I'm still excited. I got to thank Travis Faley, yeah, my executive producer, and was the co-host on the weekend show. And we'll be on weekends. We'll be getting on weekends. You'll be turning on the radio. We're going to be all over the place, because every week my goal is to become one step closer to becoming the number one sports radio show in America. And it starts every day. We get one step closer. It's really exciting. I'm really excited about that. Got to thank my production company, Keith Allen, at 57th Street Media, for all he does and everything, and really excited. And, you know, we have a new sponsor, Champs. Yeah. Americana at the internet. Have you been over there, international?
Oh, yeah. I've been over there quite a few times. It's a lovely place.
Great. And I'm really excited. We're going to be doing a lot of things. We're going to be getting back in touch with Steve and Crystal down at the Luxury Box. We're going to have these little beacons in town. I'm trying to spread them out. And real exciting things, the St. Pete Times Forum. We got hockey coming back up. We got all kinds of things. I have, our guest today. We have a guest, MLB freelance writer Eddie Michaels will be with us at the bottom of the hour. If you haven't heard Eddie, those of you listeners that have come on over with me, remember Eddie. Can't wait to have him on. Really excited. I think he's out in the field today. I think he might be in Lakeland covering the Flying Tigers out there today. But anyway, I don't know where he is. I can't keep talking. I'm making stuff up. I do make stuff up. You have to get used to that, Derek. I mean, Travis
get used to it.
Okay, thank you. Like I can have my paradoxical shift. I make things up. So anyway, I got a few questions for you guys out there. Rays, 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 Rays. Are they done? Now, I'll give you my point of view on that, but I want to hear what you guys think. I don't necessarily, I mean, it's baseball, and it's not even August yet. A couple days, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not, you know, we still have two full months of the season. There's got to be about 60 games left. I have the standings right here, but I'm sure there's around 60 games. Let's just, So they could turn things around. Pitching's an issue. I'm going to talk about Evan Longoria and David Price, something going back to last year, Darius, that I'll bring up. Another question I have. What do you think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the National Football League in general, or as I like to call it, the National Mafia League, ran by Don Roger Goodell? What do you think about the NFL? It just seems like I'm not really sure if I'm excited. It just seems different this year. Doesn't it seem different?
It does. I mean, this year almost not happening, it's a huge slap in the face to the fans. And, you know, it's not looking good for the NFL, but... You know, the fact that it's back is definitely going to help, for at least for right now, just because people were going to go into some football withdrawal, start watching Canadian football, watching high school games. There'd have been about 30,000 people at a high school game to get their NFL
I ordered
fix,
my Montreal Alouettes jersey online. So anyway, no, you're absolutely
but
right.
Yeah, people in this country love football.
But I just don't think that we all believe it yet. Because we really haven't seen much. It's all this free agent activity, signing activity going on. Training camp starts today for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yep. Really excited about that. But it just doesn't seem real yet. I don't know. I haven't even looked at a fantasy football chart.
Fantasy football and stuff like that, I haven't really been looking at anything. But, I mean, I've been paying attention to, you know, the trades and to the free agents. And, you know, I mean, I'm a little bit excited about this year coming up just because – I mean, I feel the potential for the Bucs. I feel that they're going to have a good year, and I just want to see what happens with football. I'm just glad the politics of it is over for right now.
I am a little concerned about the Bucs because I hope this isn't a negative omen.
You know, yeah.
Did you see about the flag?
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, you know how they have a big flag in front of a one Buc play? Yeah. Huge flag. Biggest flag I've ever seen, right? I think it was probably a Glazier's idea. Mm. You know what they say? Big flag, little... Well, we won't get into that. But anyway,
right.
It got shredded the other day, last week in a storm. Yeah, the storm like ripped it to shreds or something. I read that somewhere. I want to see Computer Report or something. Yeah, so I'm hoping that's not the football god saying, you know, you're in trouble this year. And also they're really desperate for selling tickets. If you want a lot of room on a Sunday afternoon, go to the stadium formerly known as Tampa Stadium, now called Raymond James Stadium. You know how I feel about these naming rights, and those of you new listeners, you'll get used to it. Anyway, they're going to average like probably 30,000 fans, and it's really sad. I mean, they're offering kid tickets for like $7.50 now.
Yeah.
The problem with the Glazers and the organization, and I've been outspoken about this, is they reacted too late. They pushed what the market could bear. I mean, the housing market fell apart, you know, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. They waited to react, and now they wonder why there's 30,000 people in the stands. They're lowering interest-free payments for... I mean, it was ridiculous.
They're doing everything they can.
You know, six years ago, if I didn't get my deposit in on time, you know, it was like, well, they threatened to cut you off because there was what happened to the waiting list? What happened to the waiting list?
You know, I've heard about this waiting list, and, you know, it's looking shadier and shadier. I'm starting to believe this was just...
There was no waiting list. There never was a waiting list.
Yeah.
The Glazers, public relations nightmare since day one. Since they took over the organization, it's really sad because we got an opportunity.
You know what it is, though. They're more concerned about what's going on over in England. They're concerned about Man U.
I mean, that's
where they're getting their money from.
I had Roy Cummings on the show.
Yeah.
And he shut me right up because he told me I was crazy. But he won't be the first person that told me I was crazy about the possibility of them moving to London.
The Bucks moving to London? You mean permanently? Just this once a year thing where every... game is over in London. They lose a home game.
Hear me out. Why are they 2 out of 3 years? Why are they playing it? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, I don't know, revenue, whatever. But anyway, I think they're going to have a good product. And my good friend James Lee, I'm so proud of him because we followed him since he was on the practice squad when he was unrestricted free agent signed. And he just took over and took over that starting right tackle position. And just so excited about the offensive line. Ted Larson is listed at the top of the depth charts. He's right for Palm University High School, right here in Palm Harbor. Went to North Carolina State Wolfpack. I made a dog sound for a wolf. See how crazy I am?
I was a little lost for that for a second. I was just like,
what's he talking about?
What's going on with the dog?
That's exactly, I know. It's a wolf pack. I don't know how to.
Wolfpack, all right.
Does a wolf make a sound? I don't know.
I mean, you got a little howl in there, maybe.
Okay, whatever. So anyway, he actually was in the Rocket Report a couple times from a positive standpoint for the great job that he did just stepping in last year. And I think one of the coolest games of the year that I covered was the Arizona game when they went to Arizona and that offensive line. They were makeshift, thrown together, and they just kicked the snot out of the Arizona Cardinals. It was on Halloween. It was that day.
Oh, that was a black jersey game. I think I remember
LeGarrette
that.
Blount went LeGarrette off. Blount going he just off. Went off. Yeah. He was running over people. It was just a great game, and it was just so great to see a local kid step up and step up. And you know what else he did in the offseason during the lockout? And we talked about this because if the lockout wasn't going on, maybe he would have been there. He saved a couple kayakers from drowning.
Wow.
Ted Larson, yeah. He did.
That's
really exciting. So go get him, Teddy. James Lee signed Devin Joseph last night and mm-hmm. Jeremy Trueblood.
Trueblood, right.
Now that we're talking about the offensive line. So really excited about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think there's a few questions, maybe defensively. Got to stop the run. Gerald McCoy situation. And then now this thing with Brian Price. You know, we need to stop the bleeding on the run, defensive side of the ball. But anyway, excited about the Bucks. We're moving on. I got my sports ADD is kicking in at full speed today. So let's get to, now here's what I want to do. This is a segment for those of you new listeners and some of you old listeners that may have forgotten. Every show I do a segment called The Rocket Report, a couple negatives, try to throw a positive in there, some of the things. And this is where I get to express my opinion,
right?
Which I really like to do. My friends and family told me, and I used to just do it to my friends and family, and they're like, thank God you're on the radio, because now we don't have to listen to what everybody else does. So all the listeners kind of share their pain. Hockey. We covered a lot of Tampa Bay Lightning. Really excited about hockey season. Just going to be a great season with between the Bucks and the Lightning, and we got two competitive teams going into September, October. Nikolaj Habibulin's back in the news. He's back playing with Phoenix. Got a DUI. And, I went out the other night, a friend of mine's visiting a business associate from out of town, and he came over to the house and we had a bottle of wine and we went out to dinner and I hired a driver.
Right.
Called the driver. I mean, and that's what I try to do. So, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network here were big proponents of not drinking and driving. Well, Nikolaj Habibulin gets a DUI, but it must've been really bad because he got 30 days in jail.
And, that just tells me that he must have been speeding or swerving
on the sidewalk
like that and just like
or,
completely, obviously like, okay, this
a blatant
guy,
disregard
this
for,
guy needs to get out of here. Like,
he got mandatory 30 days in jail.
Wow.
Now, he was going to appeal it. So I'm going to put a positive spin on this. He was going to appeal it. But I guess what happened was him and his lawyer spoke about it and he decided not to appeal and take the 30 days now before the season starts. Kind of a team player, maybe?
Team player.
Give
I mean, yeah.
Okay, let me bring up the next thing.
Yeah,
it
kind of works.
It's, I'm the host, so I get to run the show. But So anyway, I got to bring this up. Now, I was brought up, for those of you listeners, and I got to repeat this for everybody because I'm wearing the new day. Isn't this nice here?
Oh, it's beautiful here.
You had to see where, you didn't see where we were before. We were in like a cow pasture.
Wow, really?
Yeah, over that other, one of those other sports stations mm-hmm. that hides behind a big flag and a big name. It was horrible. It was a control tower. It was a control center or whatever. They had Geiger counters checking the radio. It was terrible. But anyway, I forgot. That's in my past now. I'm moving on. Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network here on WTAN 1340 Clearwater. So anyway, I was brought up by a football official. High school football official, my dad, and he always brought me up, son, don't blame the officials for losing. Don't, always respect them. Don't complain about the calls and everything. But I do have to bring up this Major League Baseball situation.
Yeah.
The one principle, and I did some high school basketball and high school football myself. And one of the things that I learned, actually the three principles that I believe in, know the rule book, inside, outside, upside down, backwards, frontwards. Two, hustle, 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 and sell your call. I don't think they're hustling.
You don't think so?
I why are there so many missed calls? Now, I know, and I talked about the years ago, you just didn't see them because we didn't have the technology.
Right.
Now that we can put a television camera up somebody's you-know-what, and get these close-ups, we see more missed calls. I think there's always been a lot of calls missed
in
the tradition of sports.
I mean, it's human error. It's part
but
of the game.
Out
yeah.
of any sport, Major League Baseball seems to, there's some really bad calls, like the no-hitter one last year.
Oh, Jim Joyce, yeah.
Yeah, Jim Joyce, yeah. I just don't see, it just seems like there's a big disparity, and they're full-time, which, so we need to address that, and we're going to ask Eddie Michaels. when he comes on.
There you go.
At 11:30. Eddie Michael's going to be on here in about a little over 10 minutes. So really exciting. The positive, I guess, of the Rocket Report, NFL's back.
Gotta love it.
NFL's back. I feel so much better now that Roger Goodell isn't making a dollar a year. I do. I feel so much better, Roger. Roger, I don't care. The deal's done. I still will feel the way I feel about you.
Not a huge Goodell fan?
I'm not a huge Goodell fan. I don't know. These guys make too much money for just doing nothing. Goodell, Selig. You know what Bud Selig makes? Like $18 million a year.
Really?
Bud Selig. Commissioner of Major League Baseball. Yeah. Commissioner of Major League Baseball.
That's incredible.
$18 million a year.
That's A-Rod money right there.
That's what I'm saying. What's he do?
I really don't
understand
that.
What does
he
do? What does he do? Wow. I don't know. So I'm trying to figure that out. And Goodell makes a lot of money now. I mean, he survived.
He wasn't filing for bankruptcy.
No. I did not see him down applying for food stamps. Don Roger Goodell. So, you know, we got a lot of new players, a lot of new teams. We're going to be getting into that. And I know something we got to bring up is the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Now, has Belichick, has he been checked mentally?
Oh, no. He's a brilliant man. He just seems a little crazy at times.
Yeah, but how's this romance going to work with Ocho Cinco?
This is going to be a crazy one right here. Trading for Chad Esteban Ocho Cinco Johnson the first. But, I mean, he didn't give up that much. It was a 2012 fifth-round pick and a 2013 sixth-round pick for Chad Ocho Cinco. You know, I don't think it's a bad move because if you look at all the projects that he's had, you know, like Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, they've worked out with Belichick. So if it's anyone that can turn Ocho Cinco Johnson's career around, it'd be Bill Belichick, you know?
Okay. I just think it takes him like less than 36 hours to poison one mind in that locker room. So I don't know. We got to go to break? Okay, yeah, let's go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish talking about the National Mafia League and other things, and then we got Eddie Michaels coming up at 11:30. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, here with Darius Thigpen. We'll be back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters T-H, streetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
Travis Faley talks about his experience with TLC Laser Eye Centers in Tampa.
You know, going into this procedure, I was pretty nervous. But after I walked into their office, I felt relieved and secure.
So would you recommend TLC Laser Vision Centers to friends and family?
I would highly recommend to anyone thinking about getting the procedure done.
For more information or to schedule a free consultation, go to LASIK.com or call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment is on your radio. It's all about the fans and you.
Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. Kept the break short. We're rocking and rolling. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, here live on WTAN 1340 Clearwater, and have my guest, special guest co-host, Darius Thigpen from the Ohio State. The Ohio State University. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But we're finishing up the tail end of the Rocket Report, and then we're going to have freelance Major League Baseball writer Eddie Michaels on the line. And yeah, you don't know Eddie. You're going to
gonna get to know him.
You're going to get to know Eddie. Yeah. He's a great, great guy. Does a lot for, contributes to the Toronto Sun, covers the Dunedin Blue Jays here local, the Toronto Blue Jays, right. Does all their spring training stuff. Really excited. And if you're a Blue Jays fan and you're here, I know we're heard quite heavily here in Dunedin, go to rocketsports-ent.com. That's rocketsports-ent.com for exclusive coverage on spring training. I mean, Eddie's the only one that talks to a lot of the Blues. So anyway, getting back to the National Football League. Like fantasy football, how weird is, I don't even know when to start looking. I mean, there's going to be so many player moves over the next, there's going to be a lot of injuries. I'm sorry.
You think so?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of injuries.
I don't know. I mean, you know, professional athletes supposed to stay in shape. I feel like, you know, the experienced guys are going to do a good job of that, but I might agree that, you know, there could be a couple pulled hammies, you know, coming in training camp and getting into the preseason.
Yeah, the pup list is already getting filled up for a couple teams. Anyway, so are you excited about the NFL? Do you feel like you were held hostage in the offseason? Want to know what you have to say? You can call this show and get on, and I'm really excited. I'm getting used to the new launching pad. And the Pinellas County number 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. Across the beautiful United States, 866-826-1340. And call. And you can follow us. We will be streaming on, you can go to tantalk1340.com and follow our show. There's even a web camera up there. Hi. A little nervous. I should have shaved today. I forgot about the web camera, but maybe next week. So anyway, then you can, we'll be able to listen to on Rocket Sports.
Right.
We talked about that. So I feel different this year. I really do.
Yeah.
But I was scorned. I was, you know, all during this lockout, I said, don't let them fool you. It's going to be the 23rd and a half hour. They're going to take it right up to training camp.
Right.
And that's exactly, and I was saying,
I mean,
that's
exactly what happened.
Back when it first started, I heard a lot of people saying, oh, they'll get it worked out. There's too much money. And what's this like $10 billion number? That's cut in half now because of the economy.
Oh, I thought it was $9
billion. Whatever it was. Okay,
yeah,
$9 billion.
It was.
$9 billion, right? It's $4.5 billion, people. Don't let them fool you. It was $9 billion 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay? If the rest of the economic cycle has been cut in half, real estate, everything, then that has too. Because let me tell you something. DirecTV is advertising the NFL Sunday ticket free. Oh, wait a minute. 5-6 years ago, they were raising the price every year.
Yeah.
Raising the price every year. Wait, now it's free? So that's got to be cutting into that $9 billion. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. Ticket sales are down. Ask the Glaziers. Hello, yeah. Malcolm, give me a call. How's your ticket sales doing this year? Concessions are down. People are buying less. So how could that still be $9 billion? That revenue figure was like from 2005.
I mean, it has to be because, I mean, even though the NFL has grown in popularity, people aren't going to the games the way they were, you know, 5-6 years ago. People can go to a sports bar, you know, watch it on TV for free at their comfort of their home. I mean,
not if it's a home game.
Not if it's a home game for the Bucks, obviously. But, but you know, you got to realize that the NFL, even though popularity is going up, they're not making the kind of money that they think they're making.
I agree. And that's why they had this whole CBA and they had to revamp it and everything. And, you know, think about it. Here's something that I said, too. In the next 2 years, you will see the blackout rule amended, changed. It has to be.
I can see that happening.
It has
yeah.
to be. And that's economic. That's driving the economic cycle. They'll find out a way how to make a little bit extra money, some of that lost revenue back by having, because, and then another thing, let me bring it up and I can talk about this stuff. A football team in Los Angeles, ridiculous. It's the second largest market. It's not a great sports town. If the teams are winning, I have a theory. If you have a nice weather environment, i.e. a Tampa, a San Antonio, a Phoenix, a Los Angeles, if you have a nice weather climate, fans do not support their sports teams unless they're winning.
Because they got better stuff to do.
Exactly.
Come on, Los Angeles.
Exactly. You want to watch the Bucks when they're, you know, having a 2-14 year or be out on a boat, okay?
Hey, and look at the Dodgers. I mean, come on.
There you go.
That's one of the best sports markets, baseball markets, because you look at how the Dodgers, historically, they are. Los Angeles has loved them. They were great in Brooklyn. Great team. And they're going through a little struggle right now, and they're down. They're down bad. It's not funny how bad they are right now.
No, I know. And if you like I said, you think about it, like Los Angeles. I mean, the Lakers, awesome.
Yeah.
The Clippers, yeah. No. If you don't win, and that's what I'm talking about, if they put an NFL franchise back in Los Angeles, the second largest market, how can that? Now, here's where my blackout rule being amended comes into play.
Right.
If they amend the blackout rule, then I could see them putting a team in L.A. But how are you going to black out the second largest market in the country to an advertiser? My commercial isn't even going to be seen by the local folks? No. Because let me tell you something. If they're not going to their own team, they're not going to watch the game that you, you know, the Seattle, you know, yeah. British Columbia game or whatever. So anyway. Oh, great. Thank you. So this is really great. So anyway, we'll have to keep our eyes open and see what happens. The National Football League. But you know what? I'm gonna say this on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I get commitments. We're going to go hang out at Champs one day.
Oh, we get still
International
it.
Plaza.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll go watch a ball game or something. You in for that before you go back?
All right.
Beautiful. Darius Thigpen, the Ohio State University summer intern. I miss him already, and it's the first show. So anyway, I'm really excited about bringing on our guest.
Yeah.
Freelance baseball, Major League Baseball writer, Eddie Michaels. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. That's why I'm here. I'm sitting in Lakeland right now watching the Gulf Coast League get ready to go play ball as the official score between the Blue Jays and the Tigers. And I'll tell you what. Here's the bottom line. Hopefully people went and read the Toronto Sun this morning about the Toronto GM trying to nix any problems with that new outfielder they got from the Cardinals, so his father keeps his mouth shut and doesn't interfere with pro baseball.
Wow, and who is that? Is that Colby?
Yeah, Colby Rasmus, right?
Rasmus, right?
Mm-hmm. His father's the one, that's all the talk about him and La Russa. And I'll tell you what, over the years, I have seen coaches at the minor league level shaking their heads because parents come down here. This is no joke. The professional coaches don't know what they're doing. They know more than the pro guys do, and all they are is frustrated people that could never make it. I'm not kidding you. I've seen enough of it here in Florida. And what was it, last year here in Lakeland, they had a scouts showcase. And a couple of scouts I know, and we're talking about it, and I says, how many of these kids, before they even leave here, get out of the parking lot? Their parents or coaches will tell them they don't know what they're talking about, meaning the pro.
Are you serious?
Pro ball players. Wow.
So it's like kind of like the Little League syndrome. They never got over it.
And this is in the major leagues? Wow.
Yeah.
This is actually in the minors when they come in, but this one with Colby happened at the major league level.
Wow.
Hey, listen. You've got some people. Probably one of the best hitting coaches there was a manager. It was no joke. It was Cito Gaston. Now, he has always had people around him that knew would develop the players, not only his way of managing, but get the most out of them. Look what he did. 92, he wins a World Series. What happens in 93? 25-man roster, 14 players are different from the year before. And you tell me somebody can't show people how to hit. Oh, by the way, wasn't it 93 the top three hitters in the American League were all from the Blue Jays?
Oh, that was a good team that year. You remember that?
Yeah, you had Alomar, Olerud, and Molitor. Top three in the American League.
Wow, wow. Hey, Eddie, got to ask you. Something came up. I was talking to Travis last night. You know, and I've never been one to complain about officials and official calls. Does it seem like these Major League umpires are not hustling and just missing calls by a long shot?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. That game the other day, the 19th inning.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh
game. You sit behind the plate with no break for 19 innings.
Well,
he just could have missed it. And I know, talking to some retired guys, that sometimes you get in a funk. They're like ball players. Some days they have a good day. Some days they have a bad day.
You're right.
99% of these calls these umpires make are correct.
Okay.
No joke. I'm not going to stick up for them. Just look at the odds. They're doing the job. And it's very you got 0.4 of a second.
You know what we need?
That article you ran?
Yes.
It showed a ball player, and we were able to stop
it. Oh, yeah, the pitcher. We stopped the ball all the way in?
4 times. And that was a breaking ball.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. That was awesome photography. Eddie has the best pictures. You know, go to the Toronto Sun and the Philly Inquirer and my favorite, Rocket Sports
Daily
News. Oh, the Daily News.
The Inquirer, Daily News.
Oh, the Daily News, okay. And rocketsports-ent.com. You got some good stuff up there. Hey, listen, Eddie, what's really exciting, I'm close to Dunedin. I drove through the beautiful, beautiful Dunedin this morning on my way here because I had to pick up Darius. And it's really exciting. We're close to, I'm right up the street from Dunedin. This new studio is beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Dunedin, that ballpark was rehabbed. Now it was 20. After the 1989 season, they rebuilt the whole thing. They leveled it, rebuilt it. They rehabbed it again in 2002 because they never had the money to do it before. But you know who's the beneficiary of that in Dunedin? This is no joke. And the local people bitched, moaned, groaned, and complained because when they did the new work at Grant Field there, or Florida Auto Exchange Stadium, they had to take out Dunedin Little League, Dunedin American Little League. They moved them. Well, they moved them over on Michigan Ave to brand new fields and like that. At the cost of $440,000 to the Toronto Blue Jays, they paid for it. These kids get to use the minor league fields.
Right.
Right now, courtesy of the Toronto Blue Jays. They've got such a good deal going there. I hope nobody ever screwed them up.
No, I don't think so. And I know the Blue Jays are a great organization. I got to know them real well, thanks to you, Eddie. Hey, I want to ask you about, we got the big Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up. Let's talk Rays. Well, the big talk, B.J. Upton, is he going to get moved or what? What do you think?
Well, tell you what, here's the thing is, he's playing for a franchise that doesn't have the coin. They don't have a lot of money down here.
Yeah, I know.
And right now, I think they're just in a bit of a funk. They should be up there, right there, running neck and neck with the Red Sox and the Yankees. I know that's tough to believe here coming from me. They're not. They should be up there.
10.5 out.
Yeah, that's where they should be. And not 10.5, maybe 1 or 2 games out. But for some strange reason, things just aren't working right.
Pitching. The pitching is disappointing. You know, and my two biggest disappointments is Rays. This is a perfect time for me to bring it up, I promise. And it goes back to last year. And you'll remember this, Eddie, because I think you were on the show. Then Evan Longoria and David Price, ever since they became the self-proclaimed truancy officers, remember when I got all over them? Because, they complained about the attendance. And I'm like, shut up and play ball. Ever since then, I mean, what's Longoria batting, 236 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Longoria's having an off year.
Awful year. And he was on the cover of Rocket Sports and Entertainment magazine with Kobe Bryant. I think that's the jinx, the Rocket Sports and Entertainment jinx. You don't want to be on the cover unless you're the lovely, the lovely, lovely pristine. But David Price, I got on him and I got to say, the utmost gentleman, David, and his dad called me because David Price, you didn't know this, Darius, David Price was going to be my first cover. And his agent, and David's dad called me, got my number, and Dave's dad called me from Nashville and said that Bo, his agent, would be calling me. He never did. So I gave him the Italian Malioc, and he complained about the attendance, and now he's struggling. So, you know, maybe if we can get him to be on the cover or something, or Bo gives me a call, I'll take off the curse. But anyway, that and Evan Longoria, James Shields. How does somebody get 7 complete games or whatever he's got, and he's 9-9? 7 complete games, and he's 9-9?
Wow.
I mean, seriously, so it's pitching. Pitching is, it started off like a house of fire, and now it's in that bullpen. I mean, they can't hold a jockstrap, let alone hold the lead.
Well, you know, you talk about being 9-9. I should walk over and ask this gentleman. But he had 28 complete games in one season.
Wow.
That's the major league record for most consecutive chances by a pitcher without making an error. It was over 142 games, if I remember.
Oh.
It was 230-some.
Rick Langford?
You got it. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Princeton, Florida resident.
Yeah, Rick Lane. Yeah.
He's filling in today. He's the minor league rehab pitching coordinator for the Blue Jays. But he's filling in as pitching coach today because the regular pitching coach had an illness. But I'm looking at Rick out here, and he's going to be working with a Canadian kid, Nick Purdy, today.
Oh, Purdy. Yeah, Nick Purdy.
Yeah, he's Canadian, and you know, from Windsor, Ontario. And the thing is, watching Rick and how he approaches that low-keyed, but he's got your attention. And this guy, pitching for Billy Martin and the A's, and he went 28. I don't remember what his record was. It was probably horrendous, but because you remember, Billy didn't have a bullpen, so you're the starter, 9 innings.
You know, Eddie, we're talking about baseball. We got you on the line. I also want to pass along the condolences. The Hideki Arabo thing. I mean, how sad is that?
The what?
Hideki Arabo?
God.
Yeah. 42 years old. 42 years old.
42 years old.
Yeah.
A ball player, what was that show when the cheering stops?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
There was something about that. And, you know, I have had a situation where I like doing this so much, you know, writing and scoring and shooting photos and like that. But, you know, the day it stops, I'll miss it.
Yeah,
and
no, I know.
I ain't going out and take too many pills or anything. I'll just find something else to do.
No, I know, and he had some personal domestic issues, and just sad to hear things like that, and best wishes, because Major League Baseball, it's a fraternity. You're very close to it. You have been for years, and these guys, anytime there's a death, whether it be accidental or something like that, it's definitely.
Well, you have seen it, like with me, because being a friendly, outgoing cuss, there's a couple of former major leaguers and a couple of major leaguers that when we talk, we don't talk with anybody else around.
Right, right.
If
absolutely.
You know what I mean.
No, absolutely.
Because then people will expect you to do it. I just listen, until I pull out a notebook and a pencil or a recorder, guess what? I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing.
Well, I know, Eddie, and that's why I became, as I started my career, and I learned a lot from you, and I've developed that rapport with a lot of the players and stuff, and you know, you don't say it's off the record and then put it on the record because you'll be snuffed out in a hurry, and that's a way to lose a lot of friends. So there are things I talk about all the guys in confidence. I'll say, oh, by the way, and we'll talk and share some things with the Lightning players and some of the baseball players, some of the Rays players. So yeah, you're absolutely right. So we got to keep that going. Hey, one more thing, and then I'll let you run because I know you got to go keep score. You got to write down K's and walks and all that good stuff. Your official score today. Hey, the Dunedin's Children's Christmas Fund, the big golf tournament coming up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, November 5th. Would you believe that? It's not that far away. $75 a person. I'll tell you what, the thing about it is, this is no joke. Even with a good golf tournament this year, I got to figure out a way of raising $10,000 more.
Well, we're going to work on that.
I did a budget here a couple of months ago. That's how much we're going to be short if we have it. Anywhere's like 600 to 700 kids again this year. Last year was 692. We're hurting. We're not going to have enough money to take care of them all.
Yeah, I know. And the kids just keep growing and growing, and that's the problem. One of the things with this economy is the needier are getting needier, and the unfortunate children that don't get to have Christmas, and Eddie Michaels being chairman of the Dunedin Children's Christmas Fund, I know you take care of a lot of them, so I wanted to bring that up. I'm
going to
get a team out there, and I'm going to buy another beer fridge. Oh, I love the beer fridge, by the way. I bought it at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Listen, we get the good prizes, too, don't we?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Items.
You got to see this place. Darius, you're not going to be, he'll be back at college at the Ohio State University.
Yes, sir.
But the golf tournament, it was great last year, and I bought this fridge for like $60. And it's a little one of those little dorm fridges, but it's wrapped in Budweiser and has Budweiser etched on the door. It's a beer fridge.
A beer fridge.
Yeah, it's in my kitchen. You come over, you got to see.
That's amazing.
It.
I got to see this.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. So anyway, in Rocket Sports Entertainment,
you can hide under your side of the bed so the wife doesn't or girlfriend doesn't find out about it.
Okay. Well, she is now because she's probably listening.
Anyway. Hey, listen, guy, you're screwed now. That's it.
I know. I know. I'm doing all right. But anyway, Eddie, we'll let you run. Give everybody our best out there in Lakeland, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye. Bye, Bonds.
Bye, Eddie. Eddie Michaels, Major League Baseball freelance writer, contributes to Rocket Sports. See his stuff. Very entertaining. Keeps his article short to the point. Very entertaining. And his photography is amazing, because the first time I saw his camera, I'm going, yeah, right? And he takes the greatest pictures. A lot of his stuff's on rocketsports-ent.com. So I think we got to go to another break. Nice. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Darius Thigpen. We'll be right back.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters T-H, streetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
Travis Faley talks about his experience with TLC Laser Eye Centers in Tampa.
You know, going into this procedure, I was pretty nervous. But after I walked into their office, I felt relieved and secure.
So would you recommend TLC Laser Vision Centers to friends and family?
I would highly recommend to anyone thinking about getting the procedure done.
For more information or to schedule a free consultation, go to LASIK.com or call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment is on your radio. It's all about the fans and you.
Welcome back to the show as we head to the top of the hour noon to wrap things up. And what's really exciting is the new launching pad. I keep bringing it up.
Beautiful.
Isn't this
place
nice
over here?
I went from a cow pasture to this. I love this place. So anyway, really excited. Let's talk. I want to touch a little bit, and then we're going to get back to the Bucks. We'll probably close with the Bucks, the NFL, the National Mafia League, ran by Don Roger Goodell. And, well, who's got a raise? All of a sudden, he went from making a buck a year. Hey, good. Congratulations.
Nice little salary increase for Goodell right there.
Yeah, way to work it out, Roger. Way to work it out. You guys, I'm very proud of you. Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, great job. Unbelievable. So anyway, Peyton's going to make $23 million, and he was involved in a loss. Are you kidding me? Did that really happen? I don't know. Okay, so anyway, let's talk a little NCAA football. We're going to have plenty of USF Bulls coverage is going to be on this show with our correspondent Chris Ferrer. Really excited about that. But right now we have Darius, the Ohio State University. For the first time, I read this somewhere, since 1929, the Ohio State University and that school up north have new coaches in the same year.
Unbelievable.
1929, I mean, isn't that wild?
It is crazy.
That just shows the consistency of a program with the coaches, Shin Beckler, Woody Hayes, the consistency of these two programs. But now we got a little dishevelment. You know, they bring in a Tressel. We got Tresselgate. They bring in a Rich Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Now there's all kinds of accusations and things. Luke Fickell.
Right.
37 years old. Looks like he's 12. No head coaching experience. Hasn't been a head coach at the National Collegiate Athletic
Association. Hasn't been a head coach anywhere, actually.
Anywhere. High school.
It's just been assistant after graduating from Ohio State.
He came out of Ohio State, and he's been working there. Yeah. Okay, so they hire him. Give me your take, somebody from Columbus.
I mean, Luke Fickell, I'm looking at him, and, you know, just listening to his first interview when they introduced him in his press conference, he's excited to be the coach. He is very grateful for this opportunity, but realistically, he's just kind of a fill-in for right now. Because
I was going to ask you, because we got violations coming, you think? Violations?
I mean, I do think there's going to be something ahead.
The V word, violations.
Yeah, there's something ahead for Ohio State. I mean, it's going to be the negative before we get back to the positive for the Buckeyes. But, you know, Luke Fickell, I think he's going to do a decent job. I don't think he's going to make it, you know, to a BCS game. I don't think they're going to go undefeated, but I think he's going to do a good job filling in.
Are they going to be allowed to play in a BCS game?
I think for this year, I don't think any, you know, is going to come down until, you know, maybe next year. I think it's going to take a whole year to figure it out because, you know, how all this these processes go. It takes forever. But Luke Fickell is going to do a nice job of filling in. I mean, he played at Ohio State 93-96. He was defensive lineman, nose guard. And it's just a guy to fill in for right now, though. I really believe that. I'm honestly waiting on Urban Meyer.
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Urban Cryer.
Urban Meyer, yes. But, I mean, you look
That's
at it.
That's one of my Auburn fans on the called them on the radio when it was all about the Cam Newton thing came out.
Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you what, though.
Go ahead. I think you're right.
I mean, he's from Ohio. He's from Ashtabula, Ohio. Grew up a Buckeye fan. And I'll tell you what. When he was at Florida, he had two teams that he could leave Florida for in his contract. Notre Dame, where he was an assistant coach, or Ohio State. Grew up a Buckeye fan, carried a Buckeye nut in his pocket every game. I'm telling you, he would be a good fit for Ohio State. Not now, but
he
after
wants to
everything
do the,
clears
the media
out,
thing, you know.
He's going to do the media thing, you know, get take care of his kids and get everything settled down. But then after that, you know he's going to be itching to coach again. He's only 47.
Well,
and
I know.
Won two national championships already. You know he's got the bug. Once you start winning, you can't just walk away and be done for the rest of your life. He's 47, and, you know, if you don't think that having success and being able to walk away from it when you're young is going to work. I mean, just look at Michael Jordan. What did he win? Three national championships, three NBA titles, walked away, play baseball, and just like, I think I'm going to go win a few more NBA titles before I retire, come back again with the Wizards, and then retire again, and then
no,
come back.
No, it's a good point. I that could happen. That could happen. Sure,
I could really see it happening.
Okay, let's talk about that school up north.
Yeah.
Brady Hoke. San Diego State, not a big premier name. Now, there's a little controversy coming out of Ann Arbor.
Right.
They wanted maybe a Les Miles or a Jim Harbaugh.
They wanted their quote-unquote Michigan man. That's what they've been looking for. But, you know, Brady Hoke, he's going back to more of a traditional offense as opposed to the spread, which is one thing those Michigan guys are looking for. But, I mean, the jury is out for him right now. I haven't really seen any San Diego State games. I haven't seen him coach, but... You know, he's a fresh face, which is what Michigan was looking for. Rich Rodriguez kind of stunk up the place up there.
Well, that whole.
That was just a bad idea. The spread offense up in Ann Arbor that's not what they were looking for. But they've got their coach now. But it's going to be a few years before he's successful because they've got all those spread offense guys there.
North Carolina, Butch Davis. Does he get another job?
You know, I don't know because you look at what's going on with Jim Tressel. I don't think he coaches again, you know, at least for like 5-6 years. If he does coach again, I really don't think he will.
When you say coach again, you're talking about,
at that level.
Yeah, but he's probably get a peewee job somewhere.
But you know,
volunteering the Knights of Kiwanis.
But I don't know
the Kiwanis
really
Club
to.
Peewee team or something.
You know, but Butch Davis, I mean, what's going on with North Carolina could be as bad or even worse than what's going on at Ohio State. So I think his reputation is pretty tainted right now. I don't think. He's going to get another job, and if he does, it's going to be a while before he does.
Great. How about talking about the South Florida Bulls, and we'll get Chris Ferreira on to expand because he is Mr. South Florida, and he says he wants to cover him, and I said, yeah, go have at it. Opening at Notre Dame this year.
Unbelievable. Wow, I didn't
that?
Know that.
No. How weird is that? Is that weird? And they host Florida State.
Yeah, I did see that.
How quickly did that program grow. I mean,
out of nothing.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's great to see, you know?
Yeah, it really is. There was, you know, problems there. A donor that gave the money, they had to wait till she passed away or something. I don't know. They kept football away from that university for a long time, and to see where they're at now is great for the Tampa organization. So stay tuned here to Rocket Sports-ENT. Let's close. Big day today, the Bucs training camp.
Got to be excited about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And I got to bring up, on Mondays at 12 noon, Big Ed right here in the studio has the 50-yard line show that covers the Bucs, and I know he's heading out there today. So tune in, continuous coverage. It's Friday. We're talking about the Bucs.
Yeah.
Monday, we're going to be talking about the Bucs right here on WTAN 1340. We're bringing a sports flair. El Keck has a show on here. Did you even know that?
No, I didn't.
El Keck has a show on the station, yeah. Nice. So I told Dave and Law, I said, we're going to turn it into a sports station. They looked at me like I was weird. But anyway, everybody does, of course, the things that I say. So really excited. Want to thank Champs Americana International Plaza. We're going to go there, right?
We're going
to
do it.
And we're going to get down with I got to talk to Steve and Crystal down at the Luxury Box.
Yes.
Down on Channel Side Drive. See if they're still doing the rocket shots.
Incredible.
I love that place.
Yeah.
I love that place. When, you know, hockey gets ramped back up and everything, go to the website, rocketsports-ent.com. See some of Eddie Michael's stuff and all kinds of great things that we got going on. But we're going to be here every Friday and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. expanding the Rocket Sports
ever
and Entertainment.
Expanding, yes.
Ever expanding, you know, Darius, and I know you're here just for the summer, but you made the commitment to be here a long time in the future. We're always going to networking and doing things together because I want to be the number one sports talk show in America.
And you have to start somewhere. You know?
Why isn't that a goal? So I become number two. I'll be all right with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's really exciting the way things have changed, and it's something that I've always wanted to do since I was a little kid. I used to practice all the time and just did a bunch of other things and just decided to start this gig, you know?
And it's a great place to start right here in Dunedin. Beautiful place. This is a beautiful studio.
I told you. See, I didn't tell you. I surprised you, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, this
it's
is
cool.
This
it's
is
cozy,
great.
Right?
Cozy. It's like right on the water. This is an amazing place.
I know.
Right
we
here.
Drove down by the water. Yeah. Dunedin's actually a beautiful town. Clearwater. We're blessed to live in the area and have these sports. And it's really exciting now to be a Tampa Bay sports fan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hang in there, Rays fans. They may come around. The pitching is falling off a little bit. The hitting, I don't know.
That offense,
is absolutely, horrendous. If it wasn't for local St. Petersburg Casey Kochman, I don't know.
And what kind of a year is he having? He's hitting .324, career best.
Yeah.
It's incredible what he's doing,
Well,
really.
Look at Matt Joyce, too. And I think there's something to be said for that local.
Yeah,
you know, here's two local kids.
And they're getting it done.
They're getting it done for their hometown team.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers love the offensive line. Fall in love with this offensive line. They're going to be blowing people off the ball. They're going to be knocking people out. Josh Freeman has matured another year. And I said at the beginning of last year, he'll get better. He'll make better decisions.
Oh, yeah, had a great year last year. And he's only going to get better.
Yeah. So get behind the Buccaneers. Get out there. Let's get excited about them. I'm excited about my man, Mike Williams. I'll tell you, coming out of Syracuse, he quit on Syracuse. I was all over him. But I think he straightened it up. And James Lee told me, he says he's going to be all right. I said, James, do me a favor. Take him under your wing. Because James is a good guy. James is as straight as they come and what a great role model. And I said, Rick, he says, I'm getting to know Mike. He's going to be all right. So I'm glad to see that come around. And LeBlunt, we call him LeBlunt. John Owens.
LeBlunt.
John's agent. LeBlunt. He goes, LeBlunt. He was talking about him. He goes, how about LeBlunt? I go, that's great. That's going to be our nickname. So the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network nickname is LeBlunt.
Oh, you know what we call him up at Ohio State? Because somebody got his name wrong so bad. They called him Legarius.
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 Blunt. It doesn't matter. Number 27. He'll be running over people again.
Yeah.
He's someone that turned it around. And there's something about this Raheem Morris.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Is,
the new Bucs regime. I'm loving this.
Absolutely. So it's really excited. So 12 noon on Mondays. Listen to Big Ed. You'll be out there today, I know. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here. This is Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports Entertainment Network, here along with Darius Thigpen. I will see you in the end zone.